Alright everyone, welcome back to Social Media Detox, Real Life Recovery. I'm your host, Jake Carter, here every day to help you navigate this crazy digital world and reclaim some real life magic. Today we're diving into something super powerful, something that can literally change your life. Forgiveness. Now, before you roll your eyes and think, oh, another self-help cliche, hear me out. Forgiveness isn't about condoning hurtful actions, it's about setting yourself free. It's about releasing the anger, resentment, and bitterness that's weighing you down. Think about it. Holding on to grudges is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. It's you who suffers in the end. So, how do we actually practice forgiveness? Easier said than done, right? Well, let me drop some knowledge bombs on ya. Number 1. Understand that forgiveness is a process, not a switch you flip. It takes time and effort, especially when it comes to major wounds. Don't expect instant zen. Be patient with yourself, acknowledge your feelings, and allow yourself to grieve the hurt. Number 2. Separate the person from their actions. This can be tough, but remember that everyone makes mistakes. We all mess up sometimes. Try to see the situation from a different perspective. Maybe they were going through something difficult, or maybe they simply acted impulsively. It doesn't excuse their behavior, but it can help you understand it. Number 3. Focus on your own healing. Forgiveness isn't about making things right for the other person, it's about making things right for yourself. It's about reclaiming your power and moving forward with peace. Think of it like this. Holding on to anger is a heavy backpack, while forgiveness is shedding that weight and feeling lighter. Number 4. Practice empathy. Now, I'm not saying you have to condone what happened, but try to see things from the other person's point of view. Maybe they weren't intentionally trying to hurt you. Perhaps they were acting out of fear or insecurity. By understanding their motivations, you can start to let go of anger and resentment. Number 5. Let go of expectations. Forgiveness doesn't mean forgetting what happened or expecting an apology. It simply means releasing the grip that those past events have on your present and future. It's about choosing peace over pain, happiness over bitterness. Ever been in a situation where someone really messed you over? Maybe they betrayed your trust, said something hurtful, or just plain ghosted you. I've definitely been there. Remember that time in college when my best friend ditched me for the football team at prom? Talk about a gut punch. For weeks, I was fuming, replaying every moment, and plotting revenge. Okay, maybe not revenge, but definitely some passive-aggressive social media posts. Then one day, something clicked. I realized that holding on to all that anger wasn't doing me any good. It was just poisoning my own happiness. So, I took a deep breath, acknowledged the hurt, and decided to forgive her. Now, don't get me wrong, it wasn't easy. There were still moments of resentment, but over time, the anger subsided. I realized that holding onto that grudge was like carrying around a dead weight, dragging me down. Letting go felt liberating. The beauty is, once I forgave her, I could finally move on and focus on building new, healthier relationships. It wasn't about condoning what she did, it was about freeing myself from the pain. And that's the real power of forgiveness, it sets you free. So there you have it, folks. Remember, forgiveness is a gift you give yourself. It's not about condoning wrongdoings, it's about choosing peace and healing over bitterness and resentment. Start small, be patient with yourself, and watch as the weight lifts and your life becomes brighter. Now go out there and forgive like a boss. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who might benefit from hearing these words. Until next time, keep it real, keep it positive, and remember, you got this.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.